This is actually the second book that I have written. But no, I just got into it, and I ended up, I am a retired nurse. I did nursing for about 30 years. And so once I retired, I ended up becoming an artist as well as writing. So I had thought about doing this book years ago. About 15 years ago, I wrote a short narrative. I sit down and I thought about my brother Mark, who was a civil rights activist and the leader of the Peoria Black Panther Party. So I wanted to remember all the things about him. And what prompted me to actually write the book is that not a lot has really been written about him. For those that don't know, Mark Clark, like I said, was a civil rights activist. He joined the NAACP about the age of 15. He did the walk on March on Washington with Martin Luther King. He was involved with that. And from there, he ended up, because of his political and social views against racism and discrimination, he ended up becoming a Black Panther leader. He actually was the founder of the Peoria Black Panther Party. And he established the very first breakfast program here in Peoria, Illinois for children. So he was very active in political things, really just to fight against racism. A lot of people don't realize that Mark Clark and Deputy Chairman Fred Hampton were both assassinated in Chicago, Illinois on December 4th, 1969. And a lot of people would think, well, how could that happen? Well, you have to understand that during the 60s, there were six assassinations during the 60s. The very first one was President John F. Kennedy. And he was assassinated on what you would consider questionable circumstances. And from there, he was assassinated, I believe, in 1963. Then Malcolm X was assassinated in 1965. Then Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in April of 1968. And then just 2 months later, presidential candidate Robert Kennedy was assassinated in 1968, I believe in June of 1968. And in fact, he actually has a documentary. There's a documentary on Robert Kennedy. And he actually went to Indianapolis, Indiana, and he was giving a speech in Indianapolis, Indiana, telling about how, you know, he didn't really want people to overreact, because everybody was rioting during that time when Martin Luther King was assassinated. And 2 months later, he gets assassinated. And then in December 4th, 1969, Deputy Chairman Fred Hampton and my brother, Defense Captain Mark Clark of the Black Panther Party, were assassinated. So what all of these people had in common is that they spoke out against white supremacy racism and against discrimination. That's what they all had in common. So when I write the book about Mark, I tell the life and death of my brother Mark, because I was a member of the Black Panther Party under his leadership. I felt compelled to tell his story. And so that's what this book is about. I share a lot of information that you just won't find anywhere else. It's not a difficult read. You can read it in about 2 hours. And the title of the book is Mark Clark, Soul of a Black Panther. So I wanted to show the person of Mark Clark, because a lot of people just don't know who he was. So
let's talk a little bit about who he was, and especially who he was, you know, in his time in Peoria. I know he did a lot of work right here in Peoria, Illinois.
Yes, he did. Well, first of all, our whole family, we were raised in the Christian church. So my father was a major pastor here in Peoria, Illinois, a very well-known pastor. His church still stands. He was the founder of Holy Temple Church of God in Christ, and it still stands on Webster and McBean. The thing about Mark is that we all grew up with the Christian background, and I point out in my book that it was ironic that we were always taught to treat people right, and you know, but we weren't always treated the same way as people of color. And so I kind of point that out in my book. I have one particular section. It's called Chapter 5. It's titled Living in Two Americas. Because you have to understand that blacks didn't even get the opportunity to vote until 1964. And many of them still weren't able to vote because they were disenfranchised in the southern states. So they were prevented from voting, you know. So in Chapter 5, Living in Two Americas, I just want to share two paragraphs with you. Living in Two Americas. Growing up in a Christian environment, Mark developed a clear understanding of good and evil, right and wrong. In our family, we were all taught to treat everybody right, but we couldn't understand why, as people of color, we were not always treated the same in return. Like so many in the black community, we were reminded of this irony on a daily basis. It was as if we were in two Americas, ones that many whites enjoyed that was based on this notion of democracy and freedom for all, and one that was built on slavery and Jim Crow laws that promoted a system of oppression towards blacks and other minorities. So that's just a little bit about that. In Chapter 1, I share how devastated our family was when we found out that Mark had been killed. And the title of that is A Family in Trauma. And if you'll indulge me, I'll read just a couple of chapters of that. On December 4th, 1969, breaking news flashed across every media outlet in the United States and showed the gruesome images of two young slain Black Panther leaders lying in a lake of blood. The massacres of Mark Clark and Fred Hampton were listed as justifiable homicide, but would soon be labeled, proven to be a premeditated plot to assassinate them. And I show that in the book. It's actually been proven that the FBI was involved. They also had an FBI informant in the Black Panther Party. And they had a lot of this is known, but they had this particular informant had done a whole picture of the apartment that Chairman Fred Hampton was living in, the locations of where everybody would be sitting or sleeping. And so the outcome of that whole assassination was that there was a 13-year trial. And during that 13 years, it came out that the FBI had this hidden program called COINTELPRO. It was a secret program. And it wasn't until 1975 that they had established they established what they call the Senate Committee, and they investigated the CIA and the FBI. And just like, and I know you're familiar with Jim Snowden, who uncovered a lot of illegal activities, the same thing happened then. And they uncovered, actually, it was a group of anti-war activists that broke into one of the FBI headquarters in Media, Pennsylvania, and they stole some files that showed that the FBI was doing illegal activity against some of the American people, mainly a lot of political people, but then people in general, like Martin Luther King and different ones like that. But I write the book primarily because so much has taken place in the last 50 years, and I wanted to let people know who Mark Clark was. Mark is from Peoria. This is Black history, but this is Peoria history. And people really need to understand what took place. And I try my best to show that in this book. I've got a lot of excellent reviews about it. And so that's really primarily what I wanted to show with this book, Mark Clark, Soul of a Black Panther.
And does understanding your brother's story help today to continue to, you know, make progress?
I think that, unfortunately, we have not progressed a lot, in my opinion. I think that a lot of the same things are going on today that went on 50 years ago. You have a lot of black men that are being murdered at the hands of the police, and it's labeled justifiable homicide. So I do speak about that briefly in my conclusion of the book. And I just want to read that because I know time is winding down. I just want to read just a little bit of that because that's pretty much what I address in my conclusion. And I just kind of, it's a short page, so I'll read a little bit of that. 50 years after the murders of Mark Clark and Fred Hampton, numerous black men and women have continued to be victims of racial profiling and have been murdered at the hands of the police. Some of these officers have even been filmed in the act of murdering their victims by using excessive force, and in case after case, it was deemed justifiable homicide. Over and over again, police officers who used excessive force to kill blacks and other minorities got away with murder with little or no repercussions because of unjust and racially biased laws that protected them. Make no mistake about it, the outright murder of blacks at the hands of the police is still murder in God's eyes and a threat to all decent Americans. Unless and until we all begin to recognize the truth of what is happening in America, this country will never truly be great. Whenever the government begins using armed militia against its own citizens, no one is safe or immune. Let us never forget what happened at Kent State University on May 4, 1970, when members of the Ohio National Guard fired into a crowd of white students who were demonstrating against the war in Vietnam. Four of those students were killed and nine were wounded. America has a deep soul-searching work to do to change the trajectory of this country. No more sugarcoating the truth. No more pretending that racism doesn't exist. In order for white supremacy racism to end, we all must see it for what it is, evil and immoral. History is not just what happened yesterday. History is what we do today that will determine the legacy that we leave for tomorrow. We must all demand that every law or legislation which promotes or perpetuates inhumane and immoral behavior be changed. Therefore, it is incumbent upon all decent Americans who truly want to make America great to expose racism and discrimination whenever and wherever they see it. As I look back and remember the determined, serious look that took over my brother Mark's face the day he recruited me into the Black Panther Party, I will never forget the words he spoke that still reverberate in my mind. His message is as clear today as it was then. There are many who will talk about the injustice in this country, but only a few will do something about it. Which one are you? Mark Clark, 1969.
Really? Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you wanted to add before we conclude?
I just want to thank you very much, Tim, for giving me this opportunity to talk about my book, Mark Clark, Soul of a Black Panther. I did want to mention that Mark, in 2011, Mark was inducted into the African American Hall of Fame Museum right here in Peoria, Illinois. I also submitted a video about Mark on Comcast, Civil Rights Movement, I believe that's the name of it. And Mark is listed in there along with John Lewis and a lot of other important people. Also, I'd like to mention that we have a website. Mm-hmm. It's titled activistmarkclark.org. And people are welcome to visit the website. I have a vision trying to do some of the things to promote positive unity in the United States, and I'd like to see it move forward. So I really appreciate you having me
for the opportunity. So absolutely.